This is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota. We're going to try and hit some of the best records released during 2014 from Minnesota artists. Some of them are re-releases or retrospectives. A lot of them are new material from Minnesota artists. Probably the most comprehensive one that came out this year, both in terms of, I'm imagining, the effort made in terms of research, the curation by Tony Glover, and everything, making sure they do it right at Red House Records, was this three-disc set, Dave Ray Legacy. And it's a three-disc set that covers 1962 to 2002. Dave Ray, also known as Dave Snaker Ray, from Corner Ray and Glover. There was between two songs that were my favorite. They both come from the first disc of the set that spans from 1962 to 1987. One of them, Hot Rod Terraplane, which I just fell in love with this song the first time I heard it, and I can't get enough of it. So we'll see if you think the same. Dave Ray, from the first disc of the Legacy set put out by Red House Records near the end of this year, Hot Rod Terraplane on Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio.
Over to England and had old Rogers to a semi-free show while the size and all the pounds of trading stamps. I was out at Twin Cities just the other day, saw them cats all running all the way. So, hey, baby, won't you slow on down? I'm gonna run that time from out of town. I said, hey, hey, mama, take my pop on home. Ray's got his tail paint, he knows he's gone, cause I'm running devil faster than a UFO. I'm running on human blood. Man, you know I got quad cutouts. And as if that wouldn't do it, baby, I got leg spikes on the boot. I'm running chrome wheels in the front, 800 drags in the rear. Got a magnesium, baby. I run moon calves when it's raining, running bell when the sun's shining. I've got all kind of kind of baby, but that old Tarplane man. I got a Hatter brand, quick change on the rear end. Done George Bell's body work along the side. Done stuck them Chrysler taillights in my Tarplane. I got something, boys, you can see it, but it's gone again. Now I'm down on Lake Street, just sold 20. Tending boards is where I went it. You can't tell me when I come back again. I'll run my tailplane and run over men. Yeah, baby, I'm gone. You can't catch me again. They don't say, here comes the tailplane. They say, there goes again. Yes, boys, now I had it in the garage just the other day. The man tuned it up. He lifted up the hood. Boy, you should have seen him. Took me 10 minutes to wake him up. There was a bug alarm on the inside, bug alarm on the out. I got razor blades on the fender scotch, no cat's gonna take him out. I got four headlamps on the front and four headlights behind. And I seen the end in the middle, boys. You can't tell which way I'm going, no radar. No plane gonna catch me where I'm going. I got an old tailplane, boy, and I'm roll, 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 roll. Yeah, as you know, I was cruising down the highway about 80 miles an hour. The old check turned to me and said, baby, ain't we going a little fast? I said, no, man. I said, I got to get out of first before we start going fast. Yeah, boy, you can't see where. Yeah, I'm going. I got a painter with invisible paint, boys. I got something armor that's way behind. Yeah, I'm gonna take that old tail paint right on out now.
Preacher's in the pulpit, he's delivering the news. The story that he's weaving is giving you the blues. Politician gets you angry, so you're easy to control. Your vote is all that matters, he don't care about your soul. Caution ain't a habit, it ain't a yellow light. It's a feeling that you get when your life ain't going right. It's a subtle invitation to question what is true. but feeling isn't thinking which one you're gonna choose. People know what's best for others, so they say. Generosity is cheap when you're not the one that pays. Advice loses power when it's coupled with contempt. Silence or a smile is time that's better spent. Opinions aren't important if they don't reflect the truth. Relativity is misunderstood and used for an excuse. Introspection is required if you want to follow through, but feeling isn't thinking which one you're gonna choose. Life keeps moving faster the longer that you live. The older that you get, the more you have to give. Block out all the chatter and take a look around. In the silence are the answers that you thought you hadn't found. Consensus is the standard when the questioning is done. It's easier to go along pretending that it's fun. You could have made a difference if it wasn't hard to do, but feeling isn't thinking, so which one you gonna choose? Mind was born to wander if it's left all on its own. Garden doesn't grow if the seeds are never sown. Casuality is easy, but it doesn't point the way. You either get it or you don't, and there's nothing more to say. Caution ain't a habit, it ain't a yellow light. It's a feeling that you get when your life ain't going right. It's a subtle invitation to question what is true, but feeling isn't thinking which one you're gonna choose. Feeling isn't thinking which one you're gonna choose.
Thank you.
14 release from Davina and the Vagabonds was called Sunshine. That's by far the longest song on it. You Must Be Losing Your Mind. I have not had the privilege of seeing Davina and the Vagabonds, but people that I know that have I wouldn't even say they've had nothing bad to say. I would say they've had nothing but raves about her shows or their shows. Previous to Davina and the Vagabonds, we heard from Bob Bingham. His record came out in August. It was called New Ground, and I really, really like this record. He's been in a number of projects, probably most notable, Lamont Cranston, a long ways back, one of the original founding members of the band. It's the first electric record he's put out in about 30 years, and he's got a lot to say, both musically and lyrically, on this record. We heard Feeling Isn't Thinking from Bob Bingham's New Ground, and then Dave Ray got us started with Hot Rod Terraplane from this one of the Legacy release put out by Red House Records. Each one of those records, the best record of 2014. Well, best record of the year for 2014 was Tree Parties, Iced Over, Thawing Minnesota's Local Lore. It's a really interesting record. What they mean by Thawing Minnesota's Local Lore is they've taken maybe somewhat embellished stories, but stories that actually are legends based on something true from different areas around Minnesota, and made songs about them. Helmer Akvik, Wrinkle Meat, the 137-year-old man who was a Native American from the around the Bemidji and Leech Lake area, that I don't think nobody knew his age exactly from what I understand. He was able to describe witnessing a meteor shower that gave a pretty close indication of when he, you know, how old he was and able to remember that when it actually happened. Dorothy Moulter, the root beer lady, one of the last people to actually live in the Boundary Waters after it became the Boundary Waters. John Bear Grease, and so on. And my favorite one is Wrinkle Meat, the 137-year-old man. Keep walking and death won't come. I love it. Center Stage, Minnesota, Northern Community Radio.
Stars fell on the land. He married only once and forever grieves his bride. Some say he lives forever and refuse to say he died. All over Minnesota, wherever there was land. And when it came to water, a canoe was in his hand. From Duluth on up to Bena, it got him old and it got him wise. Age put wrinkles everywhere, a fly, leather skin and a tender eye, patch of snow up upon his head, stone legs and a blanket bed. They wanna ride the rail car.
up too.
I can smell the perfume on your shirt, and I'm far too angry to even feel hurt. It's 12 o'clock, now just walk back at that door.
What were you up to? What were you up to?
It's late.
Man, that bass sounds good. Do it again. But I think it needs a little bit of drum. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all feel me out there? Let me add a little guitar here. Come on, Bless. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Sounding real good. But I think it needs a little bit of organ. That organ sing. All right, I think I need a little horns. Come on, y'all. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Do it again. Get up. Do it again. Do it again now. Come on. Let me tell y'all something. So this is what I want y'all to do. You to get up out your seat and come dance with me. You hear me? I want you to get up. Everybody get up and dance, yeah. It's what you came here for.
Everybody get up and dance, yeah, yeah.
It's what you
Yeah, the sequence there was what people that were in attendance at Rail River Folk School on October 25th in Bemidji got to see live Sunday night in the Lakers with the Fatten and Frogs getting the night started. That was one heck of a night. I have seen a lot of live music, and I just felt between the venue. If you've never seen music played at Rail River Folk School, really doesn't get better in terms of a venue, especially for the type of music that was being played. Folk blues with rock edge from the Fatten and Frogs, and then Sunday Night and the Lakers with his soul and funk. And that was the closing track from I'm Still Here, Get Up and Dance, the 2014 release from Sunny Night and the Lakers, put out on Secret Stash Records. And the Fatten and Frogs with It's Late, a song written by Chris Holm, one of the founding members of Fatten and Frogs, sung by Amanda White. 12 Bars was their release from late 2013. We didn't get it in our hands until 2014, so I slipped it in here. It's Late. And Tree Party started us off there. Wrinkle Meat, the 137-year-old man. I'm just going to read this paragraph that describes it, and they got similar descriptions for all of the songs of this record. Iced over thawing Minnesota's local lore, musical tribute to Minnesotans who have come before us, a celebration of their legacy. Wrinkle Meat, John Smith, and I would say his Anishinaabe name, but I'm just going to do a bad job of it, so I'll leave that to somebody else. It was a Chippewa Indian of Cass Lake who is said to have lived to be at least 137 years old, dating his early years from the Leonid meteor shower of 1833. Well over 100, he walked all over Minnesota with only a blanket for his bed. He was so recognizable and well-liked that he could ride the train for free to Duluth, eat meals for free at logging camps, and lodge at the nicest rooms in the finest hotels without charge. He would never sleep in the bed, claiming that it was too soft and fearing that he would fall off. Wrinkle Meat was welcomed wherever he went and was a friend to everyone. He often sold portraits of himself to train passengers for 5 cents, giving them proof that they had met the oldest man on earth. And each one of these songs is based on a real person whose legend is, you'd have to do some digging yourself to figure out how much of it is myth and how much of it is biography, but that's kind of the stuff of legends. But all of these are based on people that did exist, and at least the core of their story is true. That is Tree Party. And I just love the concept for that, and I just, like I said, love that keep on walking and death won't come. So, Iced Over, Thawing Minnesota's Local Lore, best record 2014. Also, Fatten and Frogs and 12 Bars. I saw Chris Holm is ambitious. He wants to get another record out from Fatten and Frogs this year in 2015, and also from other projects that he's in. So three total records that he'll have his name on it. And Sunday Night and the Lakers, I believe that they are continuing to work. This revival of Sunday Night's career from being a 17-year-old and now in his 60s, 17, put out a single, Sunny Night, Little Sunny Night in his Lakers, just not too long after moving up from the South. He played in the Vale Dons, and he was in and out of music, but mostly became a truck driver, and went over to Vietnam and fought in Vietnam. And then some of the crate digging that Secret Stash Records does revived some, got some of the musicians that were still around back working, and Sunny Night was one of them, and they put a band around him and put out this full-length, fabulous record, I'm Still Here, from Sunny Night and his fabulous Lakers. So that one, I'm Still Here, the best record of 2014, as is 12 Bars from Fatten and Frogs. Coming in late, coming out in December, this double disc from Sam Miltich and Friends, Live at the VFW, and that is not a tongue-in-cheek title. It's a very straightforward title. Sam had guests that are also big names and colleagues of his in the Minnesota jazz and music scene. Tony Baloof, Patrick Harrison, Mark Kreitzer, Pat Downing, Connie Evenson, Charmin Michelle, Dave Carr. Martha Larson and Doug Haining, Sarah Payunin, and Gary Schulte. Those all were guests at different times when they do their Wednesday nights at the VFW in Grand Rapids. And it's got a great warm club sound to it, a very cozy feeling, great listening for winter. Just love this new record from Sam Miltich and Friends live at the VFW. So coming in late in December, live at the VFW, best record of 2014. And here is Sam Miltich and Friends featuring Charmin and Michelle. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Center Stage, Minnesota Northern Community Radio.
One thing more.
Dean McGraw and Eric Camus Gravatt. Coast Highway is the name of that tune, and it came from Fire on the Nile, their release on Red House Records this year. Eric Camus Gravatt is new to me. This record is really, really a great record. Dean McGraw has been around a long time and has been part of that sort of Pedro Ostrushko. You could go down the list of subsequent names from there that have been associated mostly with Red House Records over the years. This is a really great release. It's called Fire on the Nile, the best of the year, 2014, live at the VFW. Sam Miltich and friends, that one featured Charmin and Michelle, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans. Noted in many places at the end of the year here, Gary Berger passed away this year, and not just locally. I mean, this was something, I bet you look around at music magazines and, you know, the city pages, I would guess a Rolling Stone. I didn't see it, but I would guess if they are on their game, they at least made note of it at the end of the year here, that Gary Berger passed away, Gary Berger of the Monks. Much more than that to many people around the Bemidji area. So we will go back to the 1960s. Now and hear from, we'll let him introduce himself. Yeah, we said goodbye to him this year, and I think that it's one of those cases where we said goodbye to Jim Miller last year, and I think there's a combination of sadness and celebration of people's lives in both of those cases. And in many ways, at least to me, they seemed tied together, the Monks on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Atomic bomb. Stop it! Stop it! I don't like it! Stop it! What you meaning, Larry? Ah, you think like I think. You're a monk. I'm a monk. We're all monks. Dave, Larry, Eddie, Roger, everybody, let's go. Speed time is hop time. It's monk time now. Yeah! Right!
Water's rusty, roads are full. Young ones, they won't tolerate the silence we know. Good women, where do they go? Out to sea in 20-foot lap streak rowboat. Homestead for sale, who wants to buy? People saying the price per acre so high. World spinning in a circle, will the birds remember where to return? Good woman, where have you gone? Looks like they're making condos out of your lawn. Waves roll, hawkweed grown. Gonna give you lots of trouble knowing what's wrong. Too many winters turned to too many springs, anticipating what the summer will bring. Good women, where do they go? Out to sea in 20-foot lap streak rowboat. Call up your secret agent, tell him I won't be coming today. When I hit the road, I didn't look back. I let the dandelions grow up in the cracks. Good woman, where have you gone? Looks like you're making condos out of your lawn. Out of your lawn.
Now, put on that crown. You hit the dance floor, nothing's bringing you down. Please just give me one more chance. Lit some more stove up, let's make them dance. Running, running far from home. Please just come down to where the children roam. Miles are gone now, still many more before you get to my red door. Come on in, child, don't be afraid, 'cause my door is open for those who stray. Keep running, running far from home. Please just come down to where the children roam. Woo! to where the children roam. Where the children roam. Where the children roam.
Sonny Johnson's Follow the Fox. Came out in the spring, in March. That one is called My Red Door. Coming in is the best record of 2014. I love what Sonny did here. The liner notes include this. For my friend Jim Miller. Classy, classy, classy. And Jim Miller from his No Formula release, a record that was put out a ways back, but it was the first time I'd heard it, both this and the Third and Long record, as Milt and Jamie Lee were set to the task after raising money through a Kickstarter campaign of doing an audio documentary on Jim Miller's life and music, and it turned out about as good as it possibly could have. I can't imagine any way that it could have been better. Just a wonderful, wonderful audio documentary produced by Milt Lee and Jamie Lee. And in his research for that, No Formula and Third and Long were added to what I knew of his. So it was new to me this year, this past year, 2014. We didn't have him in our library at KAXE or KBXE. It was so fun to be able to discover more music from Jim Miller during this past year. And then the Monks. From Black Monk Time, we heard Monk Time, the opening track on that one, to get that started. And I should note that Sonny Johnson's Follow the Fox was recorded at Gary Berger's studios, and they finished it not long before Gary passed away. And My Red Door, Sonny said, was the one that Gary had probably the most influence on the final way that that song sounded. So definitely a themed set there. Today on Center Stage Minnesota. Well, we got something from the best record of the year from 2014 coming up from Christopher David Hansen. And then I've also got this one from the best record of the year from the Slamming Doors, Road Beneath the Wheel. This is Adam Herman. He's a transplant. It's a bunch of guys that were up on the Aaron Range, kind of scattered from Hibbing on up to Babbitt. Great, great players. Just so much talent in this band. And then Adam Herman, Colorado transplant that's been around the range for a while, and I think now he's living in Duluth. And this record is just a fantastic record. And they played in the early August as part of a bill with the Brothers Burn Mountain and with Eric Koskinen as part of the second installment of Northbound Caravan. And it was just a delight. And they also were on the Virginia edition, the spring Virginia edition of the Great Northern Radio Show. So it's tough to pick which one I was going to play off of here, but I really like this one. It's got a great, great feel for the new year. This one's called Meant to Fall from Road Beneath the Wheel from the Slamming Doors. On Center Stage Minnesota, Northern Community Radio.
Watch them boats go by on the river on a summer night. Now watch them boats go by up the channel straight up into the sky. My cousin Ryan slams a beer down, says I ain't never getting married. The only thing that he's concerned about is if he's burned a bear. Maybe it was the music or the wine.
miss the way she brushes her long blonde hair. Lord, if there's a place in this world I'd have stayed, would have stayed there.
But it's so-
Strangely, extremely interesting record from Jonathan Rudman this year, self-titled. Looks like it's a kind of a compilation of a lot of his past work. He's a Youper that's making his home in Minnesota these days. It's got 20 songs on it. There's a lot of clever lyrics. He's got one called Carol of the Bells, which isn't the sort of jazz blues or whatever one that I think is kind of a somewhat of a standard. This one is about a crush he has on a girl that plays in the bell choir at a church. And he just has a lot of songs like this where he may be the only one that's ever written a song on this particular subject. And he hits that number of times. So Dialysis Carpool is the one we heard there. And that's probably my favorite from this release. You know, he probably could be a candidate for the MacArthur Award between writing a great song and also having a keen eye for efficiency. Jonathan Rudman there. And then before that, The Seed was the release from Christopher David Hansen Band from this year. It's his debut full-length release, and as you could hear, that guy's got some pipes. He's got a great band behind him. We just need to get him to tour outside of the Iron Range a little bit. I know he did open for Crankshaft and the Gear Grinders down in, I believe it was November or late October, at the Caboose in Minneapolis. Come west. So Christopher David Hansen, Carl Anderson, Brent Sari, Craig Lassart, and Sean Sampson make up that band. I know they were just in the studios of Rich Manson, Sparta Sound, up in Sparta. And if that record's not recorded and getting the finishing touches on it, it's darn close to it. And so Christopher David Hansen, very, very encouraging act, and he's very serious about it. Both shoulders being put behind us. They made several videos this past year, and this record came out, and with 4-10 months went by, they were back in the studio, or I guess I should say even 8 months, recording another one. So we'll be looking forward to that. And The Slamming Doors, another mostly Iron Range bass band, gave us an excellent record this year called Rolled Beneath the Wheel. Best record of the year. Meant to Fall was the track that we heard from there. Adam Herman, the songwriter, but really, that's another band. Craig Lassart has played in this band as well. So Craig Skulko, I'm going to forget the excellent guitar player's name for some reason. Here we go. Mike Randolph, pedal steel, Matt Johnson, drums, and Pat Hawkinson, who just could grab anything with strings out of thin air and master it by the time he pulled it to his chest. So there you go. A couple more records that were the best record of the year for 2014. Haley Bonner sure did give us the best record of the year for 2014 as well. I'm not completely familiar with her early work enough to know how much of a leap forward this record was, but that's my impression. Sometimes people that break through the way that Haley Bonner broke through this year do it because they've been around long enough and they've just kind of been keeping up the, they've been good and they've been there, and it's impossible at some point not to pay attention to them. But I think my impression of this record, Last War from Haley Bonner, is it is also a leap forward compared to her other work. It sure is a fantastic record. From Last War, from Haley Bonner, here is the track called Bad Reputation.
Anything that is cause you're one hell of a guy. I respect what you got going, but baby, hear me. I need a man who can show me how he feels to lay me down after a night on the town without splitting the bill. Hey, hey, buy me something, baby. Buy me, my love ain't free.
From a record I absolutely love, the Fourth put out the three previous on cassette, which is evidently a new thing. Not a new thing, but it's a new thing that it's people are returning to it. As Eric Pollard put it to me, paraphrasing, he said that certain types of music, the compression, the way that the compression works when you're putting something to cassette really works great for certain types of music. And so, believe it or not, cassette is being revisited, but probably not in the way that it was originally. in its original form, because the stuff that I got from the, you know, whatever Columbia Record Club or whatever were the junkiest material that they could get away with using, other than a couple records like Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique, which I bought when it came out, was on chrome tape, and I still have it, and it still sounds great. But these days, if you're getting a cassette, they are looking into the fact that the tape and material that it's on is high quality. So Miami Dolphins there from Becky. We just heard the song Peeler. That's the record Becky. Top record of 2014. And then Caroline Smith, originally from Detroit Lakes, getting to be quite big these days. Half About Being a Woman has her excellent record from 2014, the best record of 2014. And then Hailey Bonner with her last War release made a big splash. And speaking of Eric Pollard, he played on that and toured with her as her band, Last War, probably the best record of 2014. And this is Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. Definitely the top release of 2014 was America Theater from Eric Koskinen. And I think my favorite song from the record was Boomtown, but I really like this one for kind of its glancing up north aspect of it, and sort of the get out of the city sentiment that he kind of puts pretty well in this song called Both of Me from America Theater on from Eric Koskinen on Center Stage Minnesota.
I know a girl they call Baby, and she's on my mind. I could stay, yeah, but maybe I would leave this time. And I ain't living with a woman for a year or two or three. It could drive me out of my mind, yeah, the both of me. Yeah, the both of me. Yeah, I'll plant a little garden and see what grows. Fix up that paper shack, it's where my money goes. And I'll come back for a visit for a day or two or three. This town could drive me mad, yeah, the both of me. Think I'll take that job up north. My pa said I'm working for 12s with 3 days off. And it don't pay, but I don't care. You don't need much money up there, yeah, right. And I know someone will buy me a beer, and plenty of women that'll jabber in my ear all night. My mama kinda thinks I'm a bad man. Well, maybe mama I am. And I'll go fishing after midnight with the moon up high. And take my date shooting turkeys. Yeah, it's Christmas time. Well, it ain't poaching when it's dinner. I've got mouths to feed. I'm just stocking the fridge for the both of me. I think I'll take that job up north. My pa said I'm working for 12s with 3 days off. And it don't pay, but I don't care. You don't need much for living up there, yeah, right. And I know someone that'll buy me a beer, and plenty of women that'll jabber in my ear all night. My mama kinda thinks I'm a bad man. Well, maybe mama I am. a girl I call baby, and she's on my mind. I think I'm kinda going crazy, out of my mind. Well, you can piss on those cold nights, I don't care what you say, 'cause right now she's cooking dinner for the both of me. Yeah, for the both of me. For the both of me. Yeah, for the both of me. For the both of me.